Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It is vital that we support the democratic and peaceful aspirations of the people of Central Africa and address the pressing challenges facing the region, said Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations. The tragic conflict in Sudan and the dire humanitarian situation there continue to reverberate throughout the region. Chad and the Central African Republic are collectively hosting over 750,000 new refugees from the conflict. Ambassador Wood thanked the governments of Chad and the Central African Republic, local communities, and NGOs for welcoming these refugees. The United States continues to provide robust humanitarian aid to help ensure that the needs of refugees, their host communities, and others are being met, said Ambassador Wood.
Last year, the United States was the largest provider of assistance to Sudan and neighboring countries. Additionally, we continue to press the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces to expand humanitarian access, ensure the protection of civilians, and return to negotiations.
As Chad prepares for local and legislative elections on December 29th, Ambassador Wood urged the government to enhance inclusivity and transparency of the electoral process. We similarly encourage Gabon to continue to make progress on its own path towards elections and to include civil society in the process, said Ambassador Wood.
U.S. assistance is focused on supporting Gabon's progress toward free and fair elections with inclusive electoral processes. We urge Gabon to establish, in a timely manner, a democratically elected government in 2025 that represents the will of the Gabonese people.
The Central African Republic is scheduled to hold its first local and regional elections since 1988 in July 2025. These elections are a critical element of decentralization and building local institutions that are responsive to citizens' needs. The United States urges the government and opposition to engage constructively and transparently ahead of, during, and after these elections. With regard to terrorism in the region, the United States condemns Boko Haram, ISIS West Africa, and all groups that attack civilians and displaced populations. Now more than ever, all members of the African-led multinational joint task force are needed to bring an end to the Boko Haram insurgency. The United States looks forward to further engagement with the Security Council to support Central Africa's democratic and peaceful aspirations.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.